Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
If we're learning and trying our best, then we're successful in anything that we're doing. Welcome to a new episode of Measuring Success Right. My name is Abby Anderson, and I'm excited to have my friend Afton Ellis here with us. Afton is 22 years old and she is from Alpine, Utah. During her senior year of high school, she got her cosmetology license and started working right after graduation. She got her associate's degree in applied science and technology from UVU and then served a mission in Chile. And that's actually how I know Afton. We served in the same mission. After her mission, she transferred to BYU and she is now a junior in the entrepreneurship program in the Marriott School of Business. And she is currently working on starting her own business, the Trolley Barbershop, which I'm so excited to hear more about. One fun fact about Afton is that she has vitiligo, which is a skin disorder, and in her own words, she loves it. Afton, welcome. We are so excited to have you on the show.
Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, just to get started, I think that's a really interesting thing about you is this skin disorder, and I'd love to know more. I'm sure some listeners would love to know more as well. Could you just describe a little bit more about what it is and what it's like to have vitiligo and how it's played a role in your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that vitiligo is like an autoimmune disorder. Yeah, pretty much just some of my pigment cells in my skin just die and turn my skin white. I don't really know why, but I've had it probably since I was like 8 years old. When I was younger, it really used to bother me a lot. I was very self-conscious about it and thought a lot about like what other people thought of me and stuff like that. Yeah, so I remember going to like the doctor's office a lot and like trying to figure out what it was and kind of like treatments and stuff for that, and nothing really seemed to be working. And I don't know, I just remember being in high school after that and just kind of thinking like, why am I worrying about this? You know, it's like not a huge thing. I think it's actually pretty cool. I don't know. I've had people that have told me like it's a really cool thing. So I was like, oh yeah, I guess like people don't really care, you know, what I look like. I shouldn't care what it looks like either. And so I don't know. I've just kind of learned to own it, I guess, and and just feel confident in my own skin, literally. So yeah, it's kind of given me like more confidence in a way. So
yeah, that's great. I think that is so cool that you just kind of embraced it and it just helped you become more confident instead of hindering that. I think even though probably many people don't have the skin disorder, mm-hmm. I think we all have things that we can't control about ourselves, and right. We either have to let those impede our progress in life or we can just embrace them. So that's awesome. And I love that you say that you love it. I think that's really cool.
Thank you.
So I'm excited to talk today a little bit about this business idea that you have. But first I want to kind of go back and just talk about your journey to getting to this point so far. So Afton, why did you choose to become a hairstylist? Like what was that process your senior year of high school?
Well, so my mom is actually a hairstylist. She did that in college, and so I've just always grown up with it. We had like a little one-chair salon in our house, and that like she cut my hair, she cut my siblings' hair, like all growing up. Like I never went to a salon before going to hair school, actually. So anyway, so I've just grown up with it, and I just really liked it. She like taught me how to cut hair a little bit and like style hair and stuff. So I just really, I don't know, grew a love for it, I guess. It wasn't until like my junior year of high school, honestly, when I decided I wanted to go to hair school, and things in my schedule just like lined up perfectly. Like I didn't have to take very many classes my senior year. And so I went to MATC, which is now called MTech. So it's like a tech school, tech college in Lehigh. And that is where I got my license. So yeah, I don't know. I've just always loved doing hair and everything and making people happy with the way they look and stuff like that. So that's probably why I chose to do it.
Very cool. That's awesome. Yeah, just a fun fact. In our mission, Afton was known as like the sister that would cut hair. So everyone wanted to be her companion or be around her because she would take care of everyone's hair. So sadly, I never got to be around her enough to get that treatment. But that was how she was known. So that's awesome. That's very cool. So after, I mean, it's probably been a great job for you as you've been able to work through doing more school. But what led you to the entrepreneurship program at BYU? So why did you choose to pursue a degree in entrepreneurship?
Oh, that decision was like super recent, actually. So yeah, honestly, I did not know what I wanted to do. There was the option of just like not going to college again. You know, I'd already gotten my license, and I definitely knew that I wanted to do hair for like a career and stuff, but I didn't want to like stop learning. And so I went to UVU and just like got my associates, and that was kind of like a transfer program from the tech college that I went to earlier. So it only took a year. But yeah, after leaving on a mission, I like still had no idea what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something, I just didn't know what. And so I came back and I applied to BYU. I had never applied to BYU before because I didn't think I was smart enough to get in. But so I applied after serving a mission, I got in, and I was just kind of doing some generals and stuff and thinking about what I wanted to do with my life. And I knew that I like wanted to have my own thing eventually with hair. I just didn't know how to really get there, I guess. I don't know. I was thinking about studying just like family life or something like that. You know, I was just like, yeah, I could just do hair for the rest of my life and then study family consumer sciences or something to help with my future family. Yeah, it was kind of interesting. So in my patriarchal blessing, it says that I would get like specific guidance on what to study in school. And so I was just kind of waiting for that. And I didn't feel like I was getting anything until I was doing research on the BYU website, like the catalog and everything, trying to figure out like what I wanted to study. And I came across experience design and management. And so I was like, oh yeah, that sounds awesome. Like it has like some of the same classes that family life or family studies would have. And that really interests me a lot. And it also has like a business aspect to it. I remember thinking I wanted to study some sort of business as well, like to help with my hair school or my hair stuff. And yeah, I don't know. It was just like a really hard decision. But once I found that major, I was like, oh yeah, that's good. That's what I'm going to study. And so I took like the prereqs for it and everything. And it came time to apply to the program, and I was talking to a counselor, and he was like, he was talking to me about applying to experience design and also to entrepreneurship, because I had mentioned something about wanting to like do my own hair business in the future. And so I applied to both of them, and I still wasn't sure which one I was going to choose. But I ended up getting into both of the programs. And so it honestly was just like a lot of prayers after that, just deciding what path I should go for. And I decided to go with entrepreneurship. It was not my plan from like the very beginning, but it just felt like it would get me to where I wanted to go with having like my own business and just starting that and everything. So that's what led me there.
That's awesome.
Long story.
Yeah, it sounds like it was definitely a process, which yeah, I think it is for sure. For most people. I think there are a few people that have everything planned out and it goes according to plan, but I think for a lot of us, it's just trying to figure things out as we go. So that's really cool. Okay, now I'm excited to get into more of your trolley barbershop idea. So how did you even come up with this idea of, or I guess just explain a little more to our listeners about this? I'm excited. I just follow Afton's Instagram page called The Trolley Barbershop, and it just has shown your process of converting this trolley that you bought into a barbershop. So how did you even come up with the idea, first of all?
I knew I wanted to have like my own thing. I had worked at Sport Clips actually right after graduating, or right after getting my license and then graduating high school. And I just really like fell in love with like men's cuts. I don't know. I feel like I got really good at them, and I'm still learning, obviously. But yeah, they just kind of became my thing. And after I got back from my mission, I went back to a salon, like a full service salon, just to kind of see if I liked it. And it was okay, but it just wasn't like as fun as just focusing on men's cuts, you know? And so I actually started to do my own, like, at-home haircuts. I, like, quit the salon and just started doing haircuts at home. Like, I would go to people's houses. I'm still doing this right now. I go to people's houses and just, like, cut their hair and stuff. And it's just, like, a simple haircut, like, in their kitchen. And they just, like, schedule an appointment with me and we just make it work that way. It's not, like, super professional, I would say, but I feel like a lot of people like it just because it's convenient for them. And so this one day I was talking to my brother about it, and he was, like, just kind of giving me ideas of how to kind of improve this business and everything that I had going on. And he was like, oh, I know what you should do. You should, like, keep doing this, like, you know, going to people's houses and stuff and doing at-home haircuts, but you should get, like, a van. You should do it in, like, a van, make it, like, a mobile barbershop. And I was like, okay. Like, at first I didn't really think it was very realistic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a lot of work. And so I kind of just brushed off the idea. I was like, no, that's never going to work. And I just kept going on with, like, you know, at-home haircuts. And I don't know. After a while, I just kept thinking about it. I brought it up to some other people, and specifically one of my other brothers and his wife. I brought it up to them, and immediately they were like, oh my gosh, you have to do that. Like, yeah, duh. Like, what are you waiting for? And my sister-in-law, she is an esthetician and has, like, her own little thing at her house, and it just looks super cute in one of her rooms. And I was like, man, I wish I could have just something like that, you know, like a little more professional.
But yeah, your own spot.
Yeah, exactly. And so I started looking into it. I texted my other brother and I was like, okay, I think I'm ready to do this, like, mobile barbershop. And he was like, all right, I'll look up some vans for you. And so he started sending me, like, some links on KSL to, like, these vans and everything. And then he found some buses and he was like, wait, maybe you should do it in a bus. And I was like, oh, I don't know. That's pretty huge. But then a few days later, he sent me this link to this trolley. And he was like, this is it. You have to get this trolley. And it was just, like, perfect. It just looked, like, super, like, vintage. And it's like an old San Francisco trolley tour bus. And so I was like, oh, man, like, this would be perfect. And so with my other brother, we, like, went up. It was in Salt Lake. So we went up to Salt Lake and checked it out and everything. And it just seemed, like, perfect. Like, I could just imagine, like, I don't know, this barbershop in there. And so after thinking about it, you know, praying about it a lot, I was like, okay, I guess I'm just gonna go for it.
That's awesome.
I was doing, like, some number crunching and everything before, and I don't know, it was just a lot of thinking about it, you know. I just kind of had to finally just pull the trigger and be like, okay, I'm gonna do this. So yeah, that's kind of what happened. That's how it started.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess at some point you had to just stop thinking about it,
right,
and do it.
Exactly.
Which I think is sometimes the hardest part when we have
ideas
or things we want to do. That's so cool. And yeah, I've seen you just on your Instagram page, like, redoing it, sanding it down, painting, all that stuff, trying to make it into a barber shop. What has been, like, the biggest obstacle in terms of converting the trolley into a barbershop?
There have been a few obstacles. I'd probably say the biggest one at the beginning was just kind of not knowing how to do anything. I didn't know how to do anything, but I have, you know, like, my brothers, they're like handymen, you know, they know how to do a lot of that stuff. And my older brother in specific, he is a mechanical engineer and he likes to invent a lot of things and just build things. And so he has, like, all of the tools. So that's actually where the trolley is at my brother's house right now. And I just use all of his stuff. We made a little agreement to, I would give him free haircuts for the rest of his life. And that, yeah, that's how, so he's taught me a lot of things, that and, like, Google and YouTube and everything. That was probably the hardest thing at the beginning. But I'd probably say, like, for right now, it's kind of just making a timeline of, like, the order of operations that things need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just, like, a lot of little things that I wasn't, like, anticipating with, like, I don't know, remodeling the trolley inside, I guess. So there's just like a lot of electrical things and like plumbing things that are going to need to be figured out and just things like that. So I find myself a lot of times like working on something and then I get stuck and I can't like ask my brother really because he's at work. And so I just have to move on to something else and just leaves that thing like undone. And then, so yeah, I feel like I've just started a lot of little things. And I just like can't really finish that by myself. But that's probably the biggest obstacle I would say is just kind of figuring out the order of operations and just, I don't know, getting like little things done.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. That seems tricky. I mean, you probably just run into things that you wouldn't expect, things that probably set you back. But that's so cool that you have like your family to mentor you and help you. I think that's like awesome to have that support. And that kind of, I guess, goes into my next question is you mentioned it's kind of hard to have this timeline, but do you have any specific goals or milestones in mind for this business? Or are you just kind of working on it little by little, playing it by ear? What's like your approach to that?
Yeah, so when I first started working on it, it was like the beginning of August when I got it. And that whole month before school started, I was like, okay, I just need to crank this out because once school starts, I'm not going to have like nearly as much time. And so I got a lot of it done in that first month. And I had originally thought like, oh, it'll only take like a few months, you know, if I'm just working on it like every day. But I definitely like underestimated how long it was going to take with school. And so right now I'm only able to go work on it like once, maybe twice a week. So I would probably say like, hopefully by the end of this year, I would like to say by the end of this year, I could have it done. It's definitely going to get hard with like winter.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. That's like my goal. So we'll see if it happens.
That's awesome. Well, we're rooting for you. I want to go see this trolley barbershop. That's awesome. So after, as you know, this podcast is called Measuring Success Right. So we like to ask our guests about their definition of success. So Afton, how would you say that you measure success in your own life?
I would probably say, and I feel like a lot of people say this, so it's a little cliche, but I feel like, you know, if you're just like trying your hardest, like just doing your best in everything that you're doing, and especially if you fail, like if you're learning something from it, then it's successful. There are lots of times where I feel doubtful that this trolley is gonna like, you know, take off and be successful, but even if it isn't successful, I feel like I've learned a lot just about like starting a business and putting time into it and effort and obviously like working on rebuilding something and starting from zero and just making things and being a handy woman, I guess. I don't know. I've just learned a lot of useful things like that I can use in, I don't know, my future house maybe. But yeah, so I would say like being successful as a person doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't really have to do with how much actual success you have in like a business or something like that. I would say it's definitely about how much you're learning along the way. So yeah, I don't know. It kind of applies to like our whole purpose here on earth, you know, if we're here to learn, and that's kind of just like the whole point. If we learn things, if we're improving, then we're successful, and that's good enough, you know, for Heavenly Father. So I feel like it applies, you know, to everything in life. If we're learning and trying our best, then we're successful in anything that we're doing.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that. I think it's important to remember that success doesn't have to be defined by external things that you do or accomplishments. And I think as we remember that, it's easier to try new things, right? Starting your own business or other things that you want to do. It's easier because you don't have to fear that failure as much if you know you're going to learn something. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
And last question, Afton, what advice would you have for BYU students listening or other young professionals that are listening as they pursue their goals, whether that's starting their own business or other career or personal goals? What advice would you give to them?
I would say, honestly, just go for it. it's like super cliche, but that's kind of what my sister-in-law was telling me. I was like, how do you have like this successful business just like I don't know. She's like graduated her esthetician school like this year and just started doing her own thing, like her own spa in her house. And she was like, honestly, I was so scared to just start this. I was like, what if no one comes to me? Like, what if no one wants like a facial from me or something? That's what she specializes in. And she was like, you know what? Who cares? I'm just going to go for it. Like, who cares if I fail? Like, it'll be a learning experience. And so I would just say, like, if you're wanting to do something, just do everything you can to get it done. I don't know. Just go for it. And it's obviously it's easier said than done, but it really just takes like that one little leap of faith to actually start somewhere. And then things just get like a lot easier after that. So that's probably what I would say.
That's awesome. I love that. I will definitely try to take that advice and implement it in my life. I'm sure others will as well. So thank you so much, Afton, for coming on the show. And everyone else, give her a follow on Instagram at the Trolley Barbershop. I'm excited to see the progress, and I'm sure everyone else will be too. So thank you for listening to this episode of Measuring Success Right, and have a wonderful week.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about Measuring Success Right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.